All right. Yesterday, I was listening to the Rokan show and news was breaking. 31-year veteran Chicago police commander Paul Bauer was shot and killed while helping out in a situation yesterday at the Thompson Center. Ryan Burrow, you're at Chicago police headquarters right now.
I am. And actually, if you drive by or you're anywhere near and in the vicinity, I mean, you can tell something pretty traumatic happened. They've put the flags at half staff. Looks like they're adding the traditional black and purple shroud above the doorways right now. They've got workers doing that, obviously in memory of the police commander. We're all stationed out here, too. We've got microphones ready in case anyone comes out and talks. And the reason is we've still got some unanswered questions. Among them, who was this suspected gunman in this case? We've gotten reports that this person has a pretty lengthy criminal history. We have not been able to go public with a name yet, and we'll see what kind of charges, lead into this or come out of this. Obviously, prosecutors are probably going to have a lot of interest in prosecuting to the fullest extent of the law in this case.
Ryan, if you could go through the series of events that took place yesterday in which Commander Bauer lost his life, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, it is a little bit fuzzy. Based on the information, very, very brief information we received from police, there was a tactical unit that was in downtown Chicago looking for this suspicious person. Now, witnesses had told us that perhaps there had been some kind of robbery in the area or something that made them suspicious of this person. There was a chase that ensued, and at one point, the suspect ran down a staircase, it sounds, which is right next to the Thompson Center, and that's where shots were fired. Now, what happened inside of that staircase or how we got to that point, it's still very unclear. But it doesn't sound as though the staircase led to an open door. It sounded like a locked door. So it's possible that, one or both or whoever, there was only one way out, and that was to go back up the stairs. So we don't know when exactly shots were fired. Witnesses say they heard multiple popping noises. Obviously, that's downtown Chicago. You've got hundreds, maybe thousands of people out on the streets. And keep in mind, too, this happened around 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday. I mean, this wasn't, in the dead of night or early morning hours. So, I think it kind of took the entire community by surprise. And when we found out that the officer was shot and later that the officer had died, you could see the emotion on the police superintendent's face, having worked with Commander Bauer and dealing with him for decades upon decades.
And you mentioned that this is in the middle of the afternoon, and with Commander Bauer jumping in as he was off duty that day just shows you what a hero he was, because it could have been way worse.
A small correction on that.
Okay.
We've been told that he was on duty at the time. There are all indications that he had at least a radio on him. We don't know why he was in the area. There have been reports that maybe he was doing some training at the Illinois Center there, the Thompson Center. So I think
so. That has been corrected.
1:30 in the afternoon, a police commander in Chicago with a radio. I think that it's pretty safe to assume, and in fact, police confirming that he was on duty at the time, which kind of elevates this to a new level, right? I mean, we've had police officers die off duty before, but this was the first time in 7 years a police officer who is on duty. This was the commander and one of the highest ranking police officers dying in decades. So it's been a long time since we've seen something like this in Chicago.
Ryan, do we know as of now if the shooter was acting alone or if there were others with him or not?
It seems that right now that this person may have been acting alone. Hopefully we get a little bit more information on that.
Yeah.
I do have a question. It seems like when a story breaks like this and a suspect has been apprehended and we're pretty sure he did it, a name has been announced. Is there some reason that this is being held back now? Is it because it involves a police commander?
Yeah, I mean, they're being very protective of this. They've got 36 hours, essentially, to press charges. And once the charges are officially filed, then at that point, we'll have the name public and official. There are quite a few reporters here who have been working the beats for a long time who probably have a story already written with the person's name. We don't have that. We're not withholding information, but we're just going to wait till officials finally come out with that. I think, probably, while people might be interested in the name, I think they're more concerned probably today with the commander and his family and how the police department is trying to cope with this.
And he leaves behind a wife and an 11-year-old daughter. It was very touching to watch the fire department vehicles extending their ladders and making an archway for Commander Bauer's body. Was that leaving from Northwestern Hospital?
Yeah, to the it was to the coroner's office. I was there when it left the hospital, and that was an impressive escort. Let me tell you, dozens upon dozens of police vehicles, some of them marked, some of them not, but they all had flashing blue lights, and there were people who were saluting when the ambulance went by. There were mounted horse as well at the location. So, you know, everyone knew the severity of this essentially right away, and you know, they did the full-on police escort to the medical examiner's office.
Ryan, just to reiterate, at some point this morning, there will be a statement from the Chicago Police Department. More facts will be revealed. We expect that sometime probably within the next half hour or hour, correct?
We hope so. We'll have to see. We've got all of our microphones ready. And, you know, we'll see who comes out and who speaks. You know, this, I don't know if this is going to be still under the jurisdiction of the police, or if the prosecutor is going to step out at some point, or who knows. But we're on the ready just in case.
Sure.
And Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer, I did not know him personally, and I heard nothing but great things. And yeah, he was known by a lot of people here. My heart goes out, our hearts go out to his wife and daughter. I know when you're married to, or you are a police officer, or you're living with one, or they're your parent, you expect them to come home for dinner that night. So really sorry to hear this news. Ryan, thank you so much, and great work yesterday covering this as it was breaking.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks so much, Ryan. That's our own Ryan Burrow covering the sad loss.
Breaks my heart.
Commander Paul Bauer. Yeah, rough. All right, we'll take a break, some news, and then a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.